right in the middle of Greg's kitchen in Santan Valley with a granite countertop that's got a seam that's separated. We're going to bring him back online and turn him over to Casey Naylor, owner-operator of Aztec Granite and Marble. What do you do in this situation, Casey? You have any more questions for Greg we need to clarify first?
Just one thing, Greg. When you first, you guys had the granite installed?
Yes, we did.
When you first had it installed, was it better? I mean, you're
saying... Oh, there was no settling of that one seam. And this seam, it's close to the front edge of the counter. It doesn't go all the way back to the backsplash.
Is it in a cooktop?
No, it's fairly close to the sink.
So it's in the seam is in the sink.
Well, it's about probably 15 inches away from the edge of the sink. Yes.
But the seam goes all the way through from front to the backsplash, correct?
Well, it's at an angle, so yeah.
Okay.
It goes all the way through from the front to the backsplash. Yeah.
I'd have to take a look at it. It seems shouldn't change from when they're first put together. I mean, because the glue that we seam them together with, it takes 5 to 10 minutes to dry. I mean, if you ever see anybody putting a seam together in your kitchen or anything like that, usually don't want to interrupt them because their glue is about ready to dry and they have one shot to get that thing right. So I would say if it was better when it was first installed, that's probably a good thing when it refers to how we would fix it, because that probably means that maybe possibly the glue hasn't completely dried yet and maybe we can go from underneath and possibly drill and kind of push it back up. Each material is case by case, but that's probably what we would try. I would just be reluctant to try too many things or trust the wrong person because they'll get underneath and try and screw
up. Well, like
up.
You said, yeah. It's in a business where mistakes are expensive. You get somebody in there and they break the countertop.
Yeah,
that's
the other thing.
He's going to want them to replace a $13,000 countertop.
That's why I'm saying you want to make sure that whoever's doing it, and I'm not just saying this to be an infomercial for Aztec, but whoever's doing it, make sure that they know what they're doing. And I don't say that lightly. Like, you're right. You just invested a lot of money in your countertops, and if something's a little off.
And I think I understood that Greg was saying the 16th-inch settling is out towards the front edge, and I think it diminishes back to flush as it moves back. And it sounds like a miter joint to me.
Yeah, yeah, 45. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So if it's just offset up front.
That would probably be even easier. Yeah, you could probably get it to – you could just probably clamp both sides of the seam and get them to kind of pull together. I think a 16th, that's probably possible. I just would trust it with somebody that knows what they're doing because it'll snap pretty quick.
And there's no percentage in trying to just grind the 16th flush?
You know what? The Registrar Contractors doesn't have a real thorough breakdown of actual granite countertop insulation, but we go by basically the Marble Institute of America's standards on everything. And we tell people we're not responsible for the surface of the stone. So I make a pretty big disclaimer as far as this stone is quarried over in Brazil, Italy, or wherever, and it's polished on a very, a machine larger than this room, basically 10 feet by 15 feet with 22 heads that are 14 inches wide. And we have a small grinding machine that we can put polishing pads that's only 4 inches thick. So matching the consistency and the polish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially you're sanding the stone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. Instead of sandpaper, you got diamond pads.
Yeah.
And you're going into the stone. So grinding that down, that's something that we would look at. And we do polish seams at times, depending on where the light is in the room, because that's where you're really going to see it.
Yeah.
That would be, if we couldn't fix that, and your wife was about to kick you out of the house for it, then I would say we might look at polishing it. So.
But you're polishing. Is your last effort.
Yeah.
And is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I do it in my own house. I like it because I'd rather not feel anything and then have someone get down at an angle and, like, put their eye on the countertop and be like, did you polish this seam? Like, you know, get out of my kitchen. You can't feel it. You know, it's like, this is the way I want it. So, yeah, if you could do that. If it is granite, I mean, if engineered stones, no polishing of the surface.
Well, the bottom line is the granite crack isn't Greg's major dilemma. Greg's major dilemma is that his driver and his wife not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Greg's major dilemma.
But the good news is there's options. It sounds like
you've done.
There's two or three that you'd mentioned there that are possible. So, Greg, I would encourage you to get a professional to look at it.
We haven't given Aztec's number out yet.
If you'd like to test old Casey here, you can reach him at
602-244-9091. I will throw out the main girl in the office. She's out Monday and Tuesday, so if I take a few days to get back or for any of them, just be patient.
Sounds good. Well, next on the line is Mike. Let's see what we can do for him this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, I've got a triple bullnose on the edge of my granite countertop in my kitchen, and I can't stand it. It sticks out too far from the counter, and it's I don't mind the thickness. It just sticks out too far. And what I was looking at is it possible to grind it down or bring it down where it becomes more of a modern square edge?
Yeah, it's messy, but I'd have to see it. How thick is it?
Oh, man, it's probably 2.5 to 3 inches.
So it's probably three
pieces.
If it's three bullnose, it's probably 2.25 inches thick. It depends on this is kind of technical, but how deep they made the lamination, because they basically were cutting 3/4 inch stone and giving it the appearance that it's thicker than it actually is. So if you have a triple bullnose, it steps out probably whatever, 1/2 inch each bullnose, correct?
Yeah, that's a 1/2 to 3/4 inch.
Yeah. So that bottom edge, you'd have to look underneath. Mm-hmm. The thickness of that bottom lamination has to be as deep as the top lamination. That's tough to understand. So if that bottom piece, if you got underneath and it was 3 inches thick, you're stepping out each bullnose 3/4. So you're 1.5 inches past the first bullnose.
And you sink your saw blade into that to square it
up.
And you're not going to like what you see when you're done.
Well, all three of those thicknesses have to be cut off, and
even
they have to be there in order. Otherwise, if that bottom one is 1 inch and you're trying to step back 1.5 inches, all of a sudden that bottom piece is going to be gone, and
your top just went from 2.5 inches
to 1.5 inches. You just have to do the math, and if they did a good job laminating it and the glue looks good, then it wouldn't be difficult. Let me rephrase that. It would be difficult. You'd need a professional. It would be dusty and it would be wet. Do you have a lot of seams in your kitchen?
No, and actually they did a great job at the seams. There's one main seam, and then we went through about two slabs total. Each level of the bullnose is about 3 inches, so I know that we've got enough room. I checked that. You know, you drop down from the top level down, and there's plenty of room. It's just, and they did a nice job matching up the granite too, so the veins and all that run together. Hopefully that runs through the entire
I would stone. Say, yeah, I haven't done it. I've done work inside of a house, but chopped off a triple bullnose. The thing to look at is we need to use a lot of water to polish. And I would say probably more of anything your cost, as in most of the sealing and finishing and coming back in and fixing something that's, well, renovating is always harder than building new. So I would say the preparation would probably be the biggest expense, just, you know, making sure that everything's taped off and that you got wood underneath there and a whole lot of water that you're going to need to polish it. So that would be my guess. If someone charges you, I would probably look at the labor and the prep being the costly part.
After that conversation, he might like that triple bullnose a lot better. triple bullnose doesn't look near as bad as I thought it did. That would be tough.
Yeah,
that would
be
a tough job.
I mean, it's the reason we have a shop.
Yeah,
I mean, it's dusty, it's wet and loud, and so.
And inside the home, you need a way to extract the water as fast as you're introducing it.
Yeah, so you got to figure out a way to get the water out that they're dumping. So it'd just be tedious, but anything's possible.
And you would want to finish that cut. You wouldn't want, like, if you had a shop vac and you got halfway through and the shot vac was full of water, you wouldn't want to stop cutting. Every time you stop that
exactly.
blade,
well,
it's going to...
The polishing part of it, I mean, the water, we wouldn't... We'd just use the shop vac to cut through, but the water would be in the polishing stage. And you got to go through, you know, just like granite, you know, or I'm sorry, just like wood, there's different grits of sandpaper. With us, we got to go through five series of polishing pads to get it to shine. So that's a lot of... It's a lot of water. I mean, it's just that's the biggest challenge, I think. But can it be done? Sure.
Mike, we appreciate the call. Maybe what you might want to do is take a digital picture of it and send it to Casey. And I don't know, you say that's one you've never tackled before, but I mean, we've all done things we haven't done before.
Kind of made a business doing that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You have. And let's talk a little bit about what people would see in your showroom, because you've sure done a beautiful job in putting a beautiful showroom together.
Yeah, and our showrooms mostly, we really want to show people edge details. I mean, that's what my specialty is. I mean, aside from hanging things on the walls and ceilings and designing off-the-wall stuff, the showroom is mostly just to kind of walk our customers in to show them that we are capable and show them the different edges, options, and things like that. And then it's kind of interesting just to see how everything gets fabricated. And we have a huge boneyard in the back. We call it the boneyard, remnant yard, thousands of pieces of just remnants that people come down to see. And
maybe if you've got one vanity to do it,
yeah,
that's all you've
exactly.
got, then maybe you've got an off fall from a larger slab
yep.
that fits the vanity, and that's going out at a wholesale price.
Yeah. But you don't really start the process at our shop. I mean, if anything, you would be starting at our shop just to make sure that we're a legitimate company.
Mm-hmm.
But I think mostly it's coming down. A lot of times our customers will come down to lay out the templates that we make on their slabs to see how we're going to cut it and see the layout and just kind of be involved in the process. But the showroom and office is... it's our home base.
I'm curious about the different edge details that you can get. The cracked edge came out and became very, very popular.
The chisel.
Very, very, yeah, the chisel.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to ask you after this quick break we're going to have to take, is that staying popular? I don't see it being asked for quite as much as it was at one time. I think there's some challenges to it in living with it. I want to talk with you about that when we get back. It's Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie Romero. That's Romy Romero. Jennifer's behind the call screener glass with the broadcasting engineer Mike Reisch. And we're here with Casey Naylor, owner of Aztec Marble and Granite, talking stone and stone surfaces, care, installation, and maintenance, all for you, the benefit of the Arizona homeowner. More when we get back.